United States.
High-speed rail. The rusty bullet. The world's slowest high-speed train trundles ahead in California.
The Central Valley of California is a vast expanse of flat farmland, far from the bustling cities on the state's coast. How surprising, then, to drive along its straight highways and suddenly see rising on concrete pillars one of America's most ambitious infrastructure projects in decades, a bullet train line planned to run between Los Angeles and San Francisco. The surprise comes not just from its incongruous setting among almond and plum orchards, but also from the fact that progress in construction is actually visible. The high-speed railway is better known for its ultra-low speed of development. California began planning it 3 decades ago. In 2008, when the state's voters approved nearly $10 billion in bonds for the train, it was thought that the total cost would run to $33 billion and that it would be done by 2020. Now it expects to spend up to $35 billion plus another decade just to finish the middle section, 171 miles from Bakersfield to Merced, the easiest terrain for building. Understandably, many in the state have given up on the bullet train, yet the past half year has fueled some optimism. In December, the Biden administration granted $3 billion to the project. In January, the rail authority shortlisted 2 suppliers for train sets. And throughout the spring, construction work has moved ahead, so that the goal to begin testing the line by 2028 may just be attainable. Garth Fernandez, the railway's Central Valley director, sees that as a potential tipping point, which will bring it more public and political support. People getting to touch and feel this, it's going to make a difference, he says. But obstacles big and small still stand in the way. In March, the Legislative Analysts Office, or LAO, a nonpartisan fiscal advisor to California's legislature, estimated that even after the federal grant, the funding shortfall for the rail line is a whopping $80 billion, more than double the state's annual transport budget. There is no credible plan for raising that money. Meanwhile, the wildlife is pesky. Fences are designed to keep protected animals out of the building sites, but work must halt if any get in. Recently, the invader was a blunt-nosed leopard lizard. Thankfully, Mr. Fernandez reports that the on-site biological monitor was able to coax the 4-inch reptile to leave, averting a longer stoppage. Count that as a triumph amid decades of disappointment.